In the 1880s and 1890s, one sees in Europe the beginning of an intellectual reevaluation of liberal capitalism. And not just by Marxists. It wasn't simply a Marxist critique of liberal capitalism, but a conservative critique. But rather, one sees an internal liberal debate that becomes more and more vocal as the 1890s turn to the new century in 1900. A debate about the direction of liberalism, a debate about the nature, the contours of the liberal economy. There had been a spectacular growth of the urban working class in England, in France, and in Germany. And this had led to a gradual awareness among many intellectuals and artists and social commentators of what came to be called everywhere in Europe the social problem. Industrial capitalism had generated enormous wealth, but that wealth, as the socialists had pointed out, had been poorly distributed, and that poor distribution was producing mounting domestic social tension. The division, the great cleavage of the early 19th century, and indeed the social cleavage which had shaped European politics, a cleavage between the increasingly urban, commercial, and industrial middle class, on the one hand, attached to liberalism, and an agrarian aristocratic elite associated with conservatism. This great cleavage in the 1890s seemed to be not so much vanishing, but had become eclipsed by an even more profound and threatening cleavage. And this was a cleavage between the emerging industrial blue-collar working class and everyone else. In fact, it is in the 1890s that, with the apparently inexorable march of Marxist socialism, that the term bourgeois ceases to have simply a social meaning to describe middle-class people and begins to take on a political meaning, that to be bourgeois meant that you were not socialist, that you were not a Marxist. So that the two things, this reflects, I think, the eclipse of the old cleavage and the replacement of it by this new division, fissure between the working class, now increasingly drawn to socialist political parties, and everyone else, liberals, conservatives, it hardly mattered. Within the liberal camp itself, a major debate would unfold in the course of the 1890s. It was a debate that had been presaged by previous disagreements, previous discussions, really since the Revolution of 1848, between radical Republicans on the one hand and mainstream or classical liberals on the other. This debate in the 1890s would be less about the shape or nature of politics than about the future of the economy and of society. It was a debate between what came to be seen as classical liberalism and reform liberalism. The classical liberals, looking around at the situation in the 1890s, continued to insist that the government's role in business and the economy should remain small, that the states should provide a minimum. It should intervene only to regulate the economy insofar as it could ensure competition, prevent monopolies, and so on, but that its presence in the economy, in the market, should remain quite small. That social troubles, and they didn't deny that there was a social problem emerging, but that social troubles should be dealt with by private charity, and by economic expansion. If there was a problem, if there was poverty, if there were not social opportunities, economic opportunities for a significant share of the population, then the answer was to, as I think the term that would be used in the 1990s would be, the answer was to grow the economy, to expand the pie, rather than to think about redistributing it. Moreover, the social problem, conservatives felt, one had to be quite careful in dealing with it, that is the classical liberals felt, because if one decided to step in, if one decided to intervene, should the state become involved?